If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all, today, as y'all saw the thumbnail, the title, we are interviewing a guest who turned $2,500 into $40,000 in 1 month. Now, make sure that you stick around until the end, because we're also going to talk about whether or not that's even his best month. I have a theory it might not have been. So make sure that you stick around. Make sure you come in with your hard-hitting questions. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal interview that we have up here today with David. Now, of course, got to say this so that way YouTube doesn't take this video down how they've done with some of the other videos. Got to put a disclaimer out there. Of course, we are going to be talking about AI trading within the AI hedge fund. We're going to be talking about swing trading. We're going to be talking about, you know, options trading, all of that within that realm. And so that being said, you all know that I'm the tech guy. I'm the AI guy. But what I've been finding out about this trading space is that the algorithm is very sensitive to this topic. So, of course, we're going to be focusing on his successes. We're going to be focusing on his story. We're going to focus on some of the things he's been able to do. We're not making any guarantees or any promises. First and foremost, we're not allowed to do that. And secondly, because you can never promise something 100% across the board. And so that being said, YouTube, please don't take this video down. I don't want to get hit with no other strike. But that being said, y'all, make sure y'all come in heavy hitting with the questions, the real raw questions for the guests that we have today. Let us know where you're tuning in from. And also let us know in the chat, have you done AI trading before? Have you done any type of trading that involves artificial intelligence, anything that's been passive or done for you? Please let us know in the chat. And also let us know where you're tuning in from. And so want to see y'all live in the chat. Usually the chat be loud right now. Y'all a little quiet. So I'm going to be looking out for the comments instead of start going off in a second. Anyway, that being said, y'all, we're about to go ahead and jump straight into it. So first, we're going to do a quick recap for everybody, people who don't understand the full scope of what it is that we're talking about today. So today, of course, I'm interviewing the guest, David, who, again, like the thumbnail show, turned $2,500, $2,500 into $40,000 within 1 month. He's had some other really major moves. He's talked about some moves that are significantly bigger than this that would actually make this look like small money, to be honest. And so we're going to talk about that. Just a quick recap for everybody. We're also going to talk about some of the other options. So there are different options depending on which level, basically just depending on where you're at in life, because the entire goal of what it is that we're doing with the AI hedge fund community is allowing people, whether you're someone who, you know, you have a lot of capital, a lot of money, and you want to be able to grow that significantly passively. We can talk a little bit about that. Or if you're someone where, you know, you're kind of starting off very modest, you don't have very much, we can kind of talk about all the different options and tiers that are there. But also we'll talk about some of the wins. And also we have a huge bonus for everybody at the end as well. All right, we see the chat getting live already. All right, y'all. So first off, let's do a quick recap for those of y'all who missed out on the previous interviews. So this is a recap of the previous interviews as well as the interview that we have today. So first off, let's start in the bottom left-hand corner. I interviewed a former plumber who quit when he made $31,000 his very first month. That was $31,000 profit his very first month, utilizing the tools, the resources, the exact guidance that's provided in the AI hedge fund community. And for clarity, he did this before the AI piece was even added on to provide an increase. Then, of course, I also interviewed over to the bottom right hand corner. We interviewed someone who is a 7-figure earner. He broke down exactly like what he's been able to do when it comes to option trading, answered a lot of amazing questions. But in the top left hand corner, we interviewed a woman by the name of Lee. Lee literally lost her job in tech. She was hit with a round of layoffs about 13 months ago, lost her job in tech, but still has maintained her six figure income. But now she doesn't have to work all those hours. Now she works roughly about 15 to 30 minutes a day, because instead of her having to work a full-time job now, which y'all know I'm not against working a 9-to-5. Y'all know I'm Mr. Tech Career. That being said, now, because she's able to leverage the exact same resources, the knowledge, everything, she's able to maintain her six-figure lifestyle, now living free, traveling around the world much more than she was able to before. But today, we are talking about swing trading. We're talking about swing trading, even a little bit as it relates to the AI, but mainly we're going to focus on the guest that we have today, David. So make sure y'all got y'all questions ready. If you want your questions prioritized, make sure you are dropping them in the chat. So that way, once we get over to y'all's questions, we will prioritize the questions that are put in the chat, because we might not have time to answer everybody's questions. So make sure you post your questions, and also make sure you stick around to hear your question answered. So this is an example. Some of y'all probably seen this already. This is just a screenshot of what a week looked like before we even had someone who is as basically expert level as David, where before this is literally the results of the AI coming up with trading decisions. Now, this was an account. This account in specifically was funded with roughly about $25,000 in the account. And of course, the trading, for those that understand anything with trading, the trading was not happening off of that full $25,000. But again, I just want to give a little bit of perspective. This is an account with between $15,000 to $25,000 in it. And as you can see, this is an example of one of the days, you know, producing a little over $900, another day over $2,000. There was a loss one day of a little over $500. And then, of course, a win on that Thursday of a little over $1,000. Now, this, the way that it operates, and it's completely done for you, and I'm just giving y'all insight, the way that it operates, the AI comes up with trading decisions based on the market, based on the news, based on what's happening with, you know, different companies and a variety of different elements. The AI comes up with the trades. But as we all know, you can never fully trust technology. So we have actual hedge fund managers who oversee the decisions that the AI is making. They double check, they cross check, and they have an entire dashboard to where basically they're able to communicate with the AI. They're able to challenge it, and they make the final decision on what actually happens. So that's kind of the safeguards that we have in place, because we will never let technology or AI just run rampant, because that'll be a little cray cray. So that being said, these performances in the past were based on, I'm not going to insult anyone, but it's based on someone that's not as expert level as someone like David, someone who's never made as much money in the market as David has himself. So that's one of the things we're super excited to be able to have David on as a part of the team. So this is an opportunity for everybody to be able to get to know him a little bit. We'll talk about some of the money that's been made already in the community. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on from here. All right, and let's go ahead and jump into it. So again, y'all go ahead and start dropping some fire emojis, some clapping emojis, whatever emoji you want to drop. For the guest that we have today, David, who's came in here taking time out of his evening to be able to answer y'all's questions, help y'all out, and also give more insight for those that have been asked. It's a lot of people. We have a long backlist of people that have been asking to be able to join in. But now we're excited to be able to open it up for some more people to be able to join into the hedge fund membership tier. So that being said, David, thank you so much for coming on, man, for being here. I'm going to go ahead and move this off stage. Thank you so much, man, again, for taking time out of your Sunday evening to come in and tap in with the people.
I appreciate the opportunity, Si. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So look. Let's go ahead and jump into it. So all right, let me holler at y'all real quick. Y'all going crazy. We got people from DC, people from Chicago, people from VA. My name is Keisha. All right, what's up, Keisha? We got some Tampa in here. Respect, keep grinding, OG. What's up, what's up? Hey, y'all excited. What's up, Gabriel? See Gabriel in the chat. Hey, y'all, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Gabriel, make sure you come in with some good questions, because literally, you know, when you upgrade, so Gabriel's one of the members who, he's not a hedge fund member. He's in one of the other membership tiers. So when you upgrade later, David, like literally you'll be under the hedge fund side will be with David. So make sure you come in with some good questions. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So look, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. So first off, David, you tell people a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background. I know that that you have some experience at some big tech companies, which I actually didn't even find out until literally a few days ago. I was checking you out on LinkedIn, and I was like, okay, you've been in some big dog companies. So you can talk a little bit about your background and then how you got started trading, and what was the moment that you realized that swing trading, like a lot of the big money that could be made, and not just big money that could be made, but big money that you could be making.
Yeah, that's a great question, Si. So, a little bit of background about me. Been in consulting probably around 18 years. Background from last company was Microsoft. I'm sure we're all familiar with them. Working is more so business application, which is intertwined with kind of my background and diversity with even ownership on the logistics and trucking side and pharmacy and medical distribution, as I kind of ran my own distribution company probably for the last 10, 12 years. So a lot of sales experience, I guess you can say, but as you know, there's been layoffs, there were severances taken. I was like, you know what? I have more time now. So I left Microsoft, I would say probably last February of this year. And I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do next, right? You know, there's always another opportunity, another job knocking on the door. But I have been trading for roughly, I would say, since 2012, at least just buying shares in regards to options and kind of more so getting into day trading and swing trading. That's been going on for the last 7 years. I'm not going to lie. When I first got into trading and options, there's a lot of things I didn't really know. And I didn't really know how the theta works, you know, the delta, the beta, and different things that affect your time when it comes to contracts and ultimately what you're looking at when you're building that out, that solution, especially on the day trade side for zero day contracts. Had a lot of success, had a lot of losses, but I think as I started to refine, I started to look at kind of how I want to be in front of a computer, how I don't want to be. I don't really want to sit there. I might not want to trade every day, or I don't want to be subjugated to market environments due to geopolitical issues that affect your, you know, affect your options. And now you can't really get back or you're buying down. So that's what, in essence, I prefer to swing trade more. Every now and then I will day, but I prefer to swing trade because it doesn't have that type of volatility when it comes to market issues. And you're able to kind of scale in and then actually grow. And you could do a lot. You could do a lot with a little in swing trades, right? Because in essence, you're just buying time.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. All right, cool. So you turned, just like the title says, you turned $2,500 into $40,000 in roughly a month. So could you talk a little bit about that? How did you do that? And then also, what have been some of your most successful months?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in those situations, I would say for the $2,500, right? You know, nothing's guaranteed. We know that, right? But for the most part, you're looking at the chart the same way you look at the daily, right? If you're zero day. In essence, I'm just buying time. So $2,500 actually can go a long way depending on the company you're looking at and the premium for that contract. In that sense, I think it went from $25. I might have played a company Dollar General, right? And, you know, quiet as kept, Dollar General is a really good sleeper, especially during recession economy. Mm-hmm. And you'll know that when there's volatility in the market and recession is going on, most people like to go and buy with Dollar General. That play right there alone, I've made $60,000 on that one. But it probably took about a month and a half to make the money, and we were probably only about $6,000 in as far as options. There's been other plays that I've had. As far as one of my bigger ones was about $150,000 on a $6,000 investment with Oracle.
Whoa! My bad. And, that's a lot to me.
So, you know, in those standpoint, we're not necessarily just playing the earnings, but we're already technically in position. So at this point, if we're looking at the chart and we know what's going on, we're also looking at mergers. We're looking at, you know, the fundamentals along with the technicals. It kind of paints the story. At least you have a better probability to get to where you need to get to.
Yeah.
I take other strategies too. And I also look at what is the, you know, expected growth for its particular company on share price at the stop of the year, because that tells you what the institution is looking to get back, whether that's 20 or 25%. And that can give you a price target number.
Yo, that's so interesting. So I'm going to ask a question. This might sound like a dumb question, but, you know, for those that don't know, Cyrus, I'm literally learning a lot when it comes to the trading space. I understand the technology. I understand the technology side of how the product and service works. But I'm learning a lot. I'm literally being a student in this myself. So that being said, when you're doing the swing trading where, like, as you mentioned, it has less volatility, it's a longer play, but not a long play. So technically you could do multiple swing trades even within a period of time. So you're not like locked into just one swing trade and you can't do anything else.
No, as long as you got the capital, you can do multiple contracts. And that's what I do. I mean, I probably have out there right now about $100,000 in option contracts. looking to make a nice play, you know, I got a pretty hefty goal this year. But, you know, then again, I might hold them, you know, they might be 2-3 months out, but I might hit a number and say, hey, I'm 200-300% up. And it only took me 2 weeks. Now I might sell because, you know, what goes up must come down as well. Right. So it's always good to lock in those profits when you're up pretty hefty, because then you can get back in for even a cheaper rate sometimes. And then just kind of scale it, or either maybe draw into a higher strike price with more time that could be more affordable while you still maintain those profits you had from the 200-300% and still rolling in something cheaper.
Oh, that's so fire, man, bro. I love it so much. I love it. Hey, look, y'all, how y'all feeling about this so far in the chat? I see y'all dropping what cities y'all from, but let me know in the chat. Am I tripping? Because, I mean, when someone say that, you know, they put about 6K in something and it turned into 150K, hey, that's a lot of money to me, y'all. Y'all know I talk a lot about.
I was actually upset on that play, Cyrus, because that play was supposed to be $300,000. But I brought my contracts down from 30 to 15 on that play just because I was like, I had made a profit. But yeah, was that one kind of ticked me off on that one. But it's cool, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Just like I was in a play with Microsoft, and I was supposed to do about 300K that month, which was what, 2 months ago. And I was in the play, but, you know, taking those profits, I'm like, you know, what I learned over time is that you can be more patient in swing trading. That's ultimately what happens. When you have more patience and you understand the market and you start looking at different things, you just waiting, man. We're waiting for that opportunity. Like when you fish, you got to be patient.
You know, it's so interesting. And I'm going a little off script right now. We're going to come back to the script. But it's so interesting how you worked at Microsoft. And if anybody wants to look up, I ain't trying to put your business out there, but he's on LinkedIn. If anybody's, you know, later on wants to look him up. And what's so interesting, when I saw that on your LinkedIn, I was okay, he's at Microsoft. You know, he's been in the tech industry. It's so crazy. No matter how much money you made at Microsoft, you didn't make the money that you're making now. And it's funny. You're making the money from Microsoft without having to work at Microsoft. And you're making more money than when you worked at Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I want to say I tripled my 401k within the first month of leaving Microsoft. Yeah.
Hey, look, y'all, put some fire emojis in the chat. That's honestly a major blessing. That's a major blessing. For anybody who's here, who's new to my platform, I talk a lot about six-figure tech careers. I talk a lot about being able to scale to seven figures over time in the tech industry. One of the reasons why I've been so heavily focused on the AI hedge fund, the AI trading, and all of this is because my primary reason for talking about the tech industry is not because that's my brand. It's because I saw it as the best opportunity for people that a mass group of people could do. So people always think like, oh, Cyrus, you just talk about the tech industry, you know, just because that's your brand. No, it became my brand because I saw it as the greatest opportunity. But this, I've been talking about this, y'all see it for the past month, because it's like what I'm for is the thing that benefits people the most. I don't care what it is. And this literally, these examples, these testimonials have really been blowing my mind. And I'm like, yo, gotta put the people on to these opportunities. So yeah, it's beautiful. I said fire emojis. Low key, I should have said put some praise hand emojis. That's a real blessing. All right, cool. Let's keep it pushing. Let me calm down, simmer down, and get back into the other questions I have. All right, so now, you know, we talked about some big plays. There's one play that I know that you might still be in the middle of working on. And I posted the screenshot. I didn't get permission from Ty to do this. I should have did that. But it was one of them situations where I say, hey, I'm going to ask forgiveness before I'm going to ask permission, because I want people to at least see a little snippet of this. And so I posted that you are currently working. And this is a conversation he was having with some of y'all know Ty. He was having with Ty, where you were like, yo, I'm working on a $4,500 play that could potentially be up to a $300,000 return. And then you also said that you're targeting a separate option that you're looking to produce about a $650,000 to $850,000 profit. That's more money. That's more money than the average person, even with a tech job, makes in 5 years of clocking in, clocking out five days a week. what's the mindset behind these plays? Now, this is kind of a broad question, but what's the mindset behind these plays? And then what makes you so confident in being able to hit these goals or get close to some of these goals?
Yeah, man, that's a really good question. I think for the most pieces, if I can speak on the confidence, I think when you've been doing this for quite some time, you've taken a lot, you see why you made the mistakes, or even if you didn't get in a play and you might have called it out right and it does hit, you know, although things do happen, it does give reassurance to know that you're doing it the right way. There's been times I've been down, but there's been times it's like right back up. But it's nothing that I didn't change anything that I was doing. A lot of it just had to do because I wasn't being patient, right? Yeah. And you miss an opportunity. In these particular play, you know, we can talk about it. I did get a chance to see you posted on Horace wind up sending me and hit me on my phone. It's like, David, you haven't been sending any plays. Like, man, I send plays all the time, but you know, it's, you gotta go put it in. But you know, long story short, you know, we were talking about Apple, right? And we were just looking at essence where Apple is as far as the Mac 7s for all Mac 7s today, and the two laggers in the industry right now are Amazon and Apple. If you think about what they're supposed to give back from the percentage standpoint on SharePoint target for their institutional investors. And then you kind of look around, you know, you look at the geopolitical stuff, you look at as far as where their investments are, you look at ultimately with the presidents and what's important to him. You know, you see a lot of different signs, even if you're watching Instagram, that tells you who's in his camp.
Yeah.
Who is at the summit meeting? What faces are there? I screenshot that stuff. Then I go in and I utilize AI and ChatGPT to collect information to say, okay, how could this potentially benefit this company? You know, why is this relationship important? So the fundamentals and is just as important as the technicals, but we're going to look at the technicals first and buy the time. That way it gives time for the fundamentals to actually make sense and hit like you would like to see.
Yo, that's fire. That's incredible. That makes so much sense. And I'm happy. I almost didn't ask you that question because, like I said, it was such a kind of like, you know, broad question. And also was something where I felt in my head, I thought the answer would have been generic, but I'm happy I asked that because you definitely broke it down. Cause I didn't even see that angle. Cause I mean, y'all let us know in the chat who all has seen, you know, Trump having, you know, Tim Cook, Sam Altman, the founder of OpenAI and ChatGPT with him. He's been having Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he's been having the CEO of Google, all of them have been with him. And what's really interesting is that, yeah, Jeff Bezos, I haven't seen Jeff Bezos at any of those meetings at all. He hasn't been with him at all.
But the CEO for Blue Origin is there for the space program. And if you look at Tesla's, he doesn't want the number one space program that Elon runs to be there. So that's your replacement. So you can't buy Blue Origin, but Amazon does invest. So if Blue Origin winds up getting contracts, they make money.
Amazon makes money.
Yes. It's an indirect, just like when you look at Waymo, Google owns Waymo, right? That's a compete against Tesla. But those are more plays that you can say, okay, these are ways they can make more money and it can work. And then you go look at something like, so simple as right in your face, Stargate Project.
Yeah.
Right?
Man. Hey, this is some good game. I'm not going to lie. So why I'm so hype about this is because this is so close to home for me because I'm so obsessed with like the business moves in the tech industry, but I've never understood the correlation, like the exact correlation when it comes to trading. And literally, so this is like the way you breaking it down. I mean, let me know in the chat, y'all, like is the way he's breaking it down. Is this like clicking for all of y'all too? This is like making it so simple for me to be able to understand. I love this so much. This is fire. I love this. Oh man. All right. So I'm going to cut out a couple of these questions. Just I want to make sure I have time here for everybody else's questions in the chat. So again, y'all, make sure y'all are dropping y'all's questions in the chat as well. We appreciate the fire emojis. I love that y'all are as hype as I am about this. But also make sure if y'all have questions, make sure y'all are dropping them in the chat. So that way, because once we get over to y'all's questions and we get through those questions, we're not going to be on here all night. So now what separates people who make six figures a month in trading from the ones who are either barely making any money or they're like blowing their account?
That's a really good question. I would say the most thing is you're like your emotional awareness, right? A lot of people blow their accounts because they don't have emotional stability. You know, when I came in, I didn't know anything about a paper trading account. But a lot of people do paper trading accounts on E-Trades and they're great, but nothing serious like when you're playing with your own money.
Yeah.
So when you can learn to control that and not get greedy, the greedy people tend to mess up the most. And that holds true even when I'm doing swings or even if I get into lead contracts, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, sometimes you just got to take the money on the table, right? And find another opportunity, because there's always opportunities each and every day. You just got to go in there and see who might have an earnings coming up or what conversations might be happening that potentially could make sense, and then find your play. But you don't have to try to get it all at once. Like, my goal is never to try to get all at once. It just so happens that I'm in those positions, but I've also, you know, figured out how much I want to spend on that to get those returns and what a potential outcome. Like, we could say, hey, the goal could be $600K-$800K on that Apple Play, but the reality is it could be more conservative. I could be $150,000-$200,000 more realistic, in my opinion, if those contracts go to that number.
Yo, that's good. Good stuff. All right, cool, cool. Somebody said, okay. They said, yes, I was getting ready to open a brokerage with my employers and personally. What do you mean by that, Apollonia? What exactly do you mean by that? All right, so... All right, now, someone who's watching this, or anyone here who's watching this right now, whether they're watching in real time or they're watching after the fact, and they're brand new to trading, but they want, you know, your lifestyle. For anybody that like keeps up with you, they either want your lifestyle or they just want to be able to be successful. You know, I mean, again, y'all, we talk about the goal a lot of people have. A lot of people dream to make six figures a year. You know, he's talking six figures, high six figures a month. I've made six figures a month about roughly 10 times. And that's a different type of money, y'all. That was back when the sponsorships on the podcast was going crazy. And it's not like that no more. The streets don't dry it up when it comes to all of that stuff. And it is totally different when you're making six figures a month. Of course, you also still need to manage your money well, so that way you're not blowing it. I definitely blew a lot of it. But anyway, back to the question though. For someone who's brand new to trading and they want to know, like, okay, they want to be able to have some of those larger months, maybe even get to a six figure month or a high five figure month, where exactly would you say they should start, or what should they do?
Well, depending on where they're in the process, I would say, like anything, when I meet people, I recommend a particular book. And, you know, I'm always willing to have conversation, but I tell them, you can't have a conversation with me unless you meet the first 50 pages. So you definitely do some reading. I would say surround yourself with people that are ingratiated with the actual aspect of trading, but don't put too many around you, because too many ideas can be conflicting, right? And you can just be now following rather than doing your job to figure out what's what. You know, be accountable. Like in my group, I might have four guys. Somebody throws something in there, I'm going to ask, well, why are you picking that company? Because when I look at the technical charts on it, it doesn't make sense sometimes, but I might not go with it. He might make money, or she might make money, but that might not be for me in that point. But like anything, right, you need to scale. You know, don't put yourself at risk. You know, like the goal is for me is, yes, I enjoy doing the options, and don't get me wrong, but we eventually want to take a lot of those profits and start converting them into more passive income. That way you don't have to do this. So dividends are a really important thing. Figure out what dividends work for you and what that company looks like. But I mean, I hope I answered that question, but I would say, like, anything, reading, staying consistent, what's up to date, keeping the news. When I'm trading, I literally have CNBC in the background. I don't really care what CNBC has to say, but there's tickers. And I'll give you another example. We were talking about the big, beautiful bill, and it was on my mind. I'm like, well, what could potentially be an opportunity in this? Well, there was something called capital gains. Mm-hmm. And they had changed that law to state that the heavyweight vehicle tax and electric weren't a good enough write-off anymore. But the big, beautiful bill stated that if you're buying luxury items like airplanes and jets, those are 100% write-offs. So then I went to go look and see, well, who's the airplane and write-off company? The guy gave the name on there. I then looked up that company. I think it was Gulfstreams. And then come to find out, Gulfstreams was owned by someone else, General Dynamic. General Dynamic had earnings coming up. They might not help, but they definitely popped to my target and they hit. Yeah. So these are the things you got to think about when you're thinking about the news. You're not just looking at a chart when you're swinging, because you're trying to see everything that's going on and really just having conversations. Talk to random people when you go out, see what they might be specialized. I didn't know anything about makeup, but I sure as hell went to Macy's or Dillard's and talked to Estee Lauderdale and knew they had earnings coming up. And what does it look like? Are they paying their bills on time? You know, what does the net 30, net 60 look like? It tells me what's going on, especially when I'm looking at a recession and where people are spending, right? And then you can play it in earnings. And it works out. You know, it gives me a higher probability, I would say that much.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is real good. Now, listen, y'all, obviously David's dropping some amazing game. But some of the games, some of the gems he's dropping, I'm sure some of y'all are here in the chat like, yo, this is really good. A lot of the stuff you're saying, though, is way above my head. For anybody here, or really for everybody here, who's like, okay, this sounds amazing, but man, I have such an information gap. I don't know how to do all of this stuff. So that is the purpose of the AI hedge fund community, where literally David will be assisting when it comes to overseeing, like essentially, I will allow him to explain it a little bit better, but essentially being able to copy the trades that he's doing, but it's completely done for you. So you don't have to do anything. So all of the moves, the plays that he's making, well, I can't speak on all of them, but a lot of the moves, if not all of the moves and the plays that he's making, literally you will be able to have those same moves and plays happening on your behalf, completely passive for you. That's the entire purpose of the AI hedge fund community and the service. And so I just want to give y'all insight. Now, obviously, like he mentioned that book, there's a lot of resources already in the community. Like somebody asked about how the taxes work with that. There's literally modules that talks about the taxes, but you know, I'll allow David to answer that in a few minutes. But we literally have a module that talks about the taxes. We have a module that kind of goes over just about everything, and other modules constantly being added, because the purpose is to be able to make the money for you passively. But for those that do want to become educated, for those that are like, okay, cool, I love that, you know, I'm making this money, but yo, I do want to actually understand more of how this industry and more of how this space works. Everything is also included as well. But also the reason for that being included is for people who are not at that hedge fund. They're not a hedge fund member, which you have to be a hedge fund member in order to have the done for you AI trading for it to be 100% passive for you. You have to be a hedge fund member. But we do have other tiers, which I'm going to show you all in a second, for people that are not able to start off at that level. And so we're going to go ahead and get to y'all's questions in just a moment. But before we do, I'm going to ask David his last question. Then we're going to transition over to y'all. So, David, look, bro, you're super successful already. Most people, I feel comfortable enough to say that most people's dream income is to say that they're making six figures a year. We know that's a common, y'all know that's a common buzzword. It's a buzzword I've used a lot. Most people can't fat, like you are knocking on the door of seven figures a month, which is something that hasn't even came out of a lot of people's mouths. Most people don't even mention seven figures a year, let alone even fathom the idea of nearing making seven figures a month. So why exactly are you taking the time to help other people when you don't? Like, you know, I mean, I have a lot of friends, you know, like you, where it's like, okay, you know, you make a lot of money, you're very successful, but still, like, you're driven, where you're like, yo, I'm not done yet. I got so much further to go. That being said, you have made it. Like, you have made it. So why take the time to help other people when you don't need to?
I mean, at the core of me, that's just naturally who I am. I'm always willing to help, right? I mean, I don't think you do anything in this world just for yourself. I mean, I try to live a life of servitude. I'm not perfect, but yeah. You know, if there's something I can give back, especially when you think about the economy right now and just kind of some of the disparities, especially in the tech world, right? Because I work for basically the number one company in the world. Yeah. I know we're going through it. So if I can find a means to give you some extra support for you and your family and it helps, hey, I wish I would have had it, right? But you know, I had to take some hard hits, but I think that's what it's all about. You know, it's supposed to be community, it's supposed to be sharing. We all look to make some money, but more importantly, we all want to see each other win, right? Because yeah. I never know what your impact could be if I am able to bless you and put you in a position for a better opportunity. You might go change the world and start a nonprofit and really do your thing and help out others in a more tremendous yeah. way than I could ever imagine. But yeah. I think you know, it's karma's real. So I'm really big on karma and doing right.
Bro, I believe that so much. I'm rereading Exodus right now, you know, of course, in the Bible. And what's interesting, something I think people miss out on, we all know the story of the children of Israel, how they were, you know, they were enslaved in Egypt. And what's really interesting, like people always talk about how God, you know, said, hey, he wanted his people to be set free. He wanted the children of Israel to be set free. And what a lot of people skip over, God mentioned why. He had a reason why he wanted them to be set free. And he literally said, like, yo, I want them set free. So that way, literally, that they're able to like be with me. They're able to worship me. They're able to have a relationship with me. Right now, they're not even able to like focus on their relationship with me. And I share that to say, and I was thinking about this today, is that oftentimes when God does something for us, like what he did for Moses, how he was able to kind of get Moses kind of out of that situation he was in with Egypt, but he was able to pull him away. It wasn't just so Moses could be free and no longer be under the pressure and the weight of watching his people get tortured and suffer. It was so that he could eventually come back and set them free. And so likewise, like literally when you said that, it kind of triggered that where I was like, y'all, I literally was just thinking about that today, how when God sets us up and when God like puts us in a position that it's not for us, it's really for us to turn around and be able to help other people. And oftentimes we think, you know, it's common online where people like to flex their success, but instead it's like, yo, our success is for the benefit of others. At least it's supposed to be for that reason. So bro, I love that so much, so very much. So look, y'all, make sure y'all are dropping y'all's questions. I see a bunch of questions in the comment section. Again, y'all, make sure y'all, if you haven't posted your question yet, go ahead and put it in the comment section. That way, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little breakdown for those that don't, that kind of want like a better scope as to what all of this is, the different options when it comes to being able to join. So these are the different tiers. So, of course, what we're talking about today is being a hedge fund member. We already have a little over 10 different hedge fund members. So the hedge fund member right now to actually enter, there's two different options. Y'all can either use the QR code or you can go to the link in the description. Go to the description and you'll see the different links and options. It'll probably be easier to go to the links in the description. The hedge fund members, y'all, is 15K. Or there's an option just today to be able to do a split pay of 8K and then a month later, another 8K. But I want to be before anybody jumps and clicks on it. Because what we've been having is that some people have been like anxious and they've joined as a hedge fund member and they didn't listen to everything. And so make sure, you know, y'all listen very clearly. In order to be a hedge fund member, you have to have separately $20,000 minimum to put inside of your own Webull account, your own trading account. If you don't know what Webull is, Webull has been around, and you know, David will be able to talk about this a lot more. Think like Robinhood, or think, you know, essentially a platform where the trades actually happen on. Because you know, in order for the trading to happen, you have to have money in the account. The same way Dave talked about, you know, $6,500 turning that into a little bit, or it turning into a little bit over $100,000. The $2,500 turning into $40,000, $60,000. That's money that's in the account. But to be clear, even though he did the trade off of $2,500, he did a trade off of $6,000, he has more than that in the account. Because one of the things that I've learned and I've been learning is that no matter how much you have in the account, you don't trade the whole account. You trade a percentage of what you have in the account. And so that being said, again, only the hedge fund member is only for people who either way, you have to have a separate $20,000 to actually be able to have the trades happen off of. So again, if you don't have that, because we've had some people click on it, they join, and then they're like, okay, I don't have that yet, but I'm gonna have it in like a month or 2 months. And it's like, well, then you're gonna have to wait a month or 2 months. So look, y'all, we not here to you know, we don't want anybody sign up unless you are 100% ready. So again, y'all, there's two different options as a hedge fund member, and this involves literally the trades that David is making. Those same trades will be happening for you. And so it's either one time 15K. This isn't 15K monthly. It's a one-time 15K, or it's a split of 8K and 8K. Separately, you just need to have like basically separate money to be able to put inside of your Webull account. You don't have to do that tonight. Literally whenever you're able to do that, but basically really whenever you're ready to get started. But onboarding is going to be happening tomorrow for those for the new hedge fund members. This comes with a customer success manager, like a dedicated customer success manager. Comes with different AI support, community support, a variety of other cool stuff. But at the end of the day, the thing that of course y'all care about the most is the passive, completely done for you AI investing. So those are the options when it comes to being a hedge fund member. But then we also have the elite member. The elite member, I almost forgot to say the hedge fund member. So it's that one-time payment, or it's that one-time investment. After that, it's a rev share of the profits. It's a 60-40 split. So hypothetically speaking, For members who have $100,000 a month, just to make the math easy, for members who have $100,000 a month that are hedge fund members, it's a 60-40 split. So $60,000 goes directly to you. And again, it's completely passive, completely done for you. $60,000 goes to you. You'll be invoiced for the $40,000 to be able to continue on with the service. And so, and then let's say, hypothetically speaking, there's a month where, you know, there's a $50,000 profit, just to give another mathematical example. In that essence, or in that instance, you would get $30,000. You would get the whole $50,000, but then you'll be invoiced for the other $20,000 in order to be able to continue the service. So it's literally just a rev share of the profit. So it's one of those things where literally the more money you're making, the more it really blesses everybody across the board. And the more money that the AI is making you, the more money that David is making you, literally it becomes greater profits for everybody across the board. And that's for the hedge fund members. For the elite members, this is really set up for people who don't have the capital or don't have the credit to be able to be a hedge fund member. The elite member comes with done for you AI credit repair with the done for you funding. It puts you in position for up to $100,000 in personal funding, or if you're doing business funding, it could be up to $300,000 in business funding. I've interviewed people earlier this year who did the funding. There's people in the community that have gotten funding. They've gotten funding anywhere between the lowest someone got was $40,000, which they were able to wait longer and get more than that. The most of someone that I've interviewed was $150,000 when it comes to funding. So it's complete done for you. And this is a one-time $19.99. And then after that, it's $399 a month. Now, this comes with the more manual trading that's happening in the community. This has some different things that are called signaling, copy trading. There's AI involvement, but this one is a little bit more hands-on. This is not 100% done for you. It's done for you when it comes to alerts, when it comes to different trades that you can make, but it is not done for you entirely. There is involvement. The only fully done for you is for hedge fund members. And then for those that just really don't have much at all, you don't even have the $19.99 to be able to get into be an elite member. You know, literally, and this I literally had to beg the team to open this option up because this wasn't set up. This actually was only set up for hedge fund members, and then it's been opened up to these other tiers for other people. You have the $3.99, where it's literally $399 a month for both investor member and elite member. These are not rev shares. These are just basic monthly subscriptions within the community. So basically, wherever you're at, whatever your positioning is, these are the options. The links are down in the description below. I'll be able to answer some other questions on these, but I don't really want to speak on this too much because, I mean, y'all can read faster than I can talk. It's literally right in front of y'all faces. Unless somebody listening to this later on Spotify or Apple or something like that, you got to come over and actually watch it on YouTube if YouTube doesn't take it down. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into y'all's questions. Let me know in the chat. We got some people here that literally joined last week. We got people here that joined 2-3 weeks ago. I've been seeing y'all in the chat. Let us know who else plans on joining. Which tier, which membership tier do you plan on joining in at? Let us know in the chat which tier you're going to be joining in. I already see some of the alerts, some of the notifications from different people joining. Shouts out to Jamar who just joined. All right. Am I pronouncing that right? Is that Julia? I hope I'm not butchering your name. Shouts out to Julia who just joined. That's fire. All right, good stuff. Again, y'all, the links are down in the description below. All right, we got another David. Okay. All right, David number two. Shouts out to David number two. The links are down in the description below, y'all, or you could use the QR code that's like basically right above my head. So let's go ahead and get into these questions in the chat. Let me scroll up a little bit. All right. And if I miss anybody's questions, I'm going to do my best to make sure I'm not skipping over any questions. Feel free to copy and paste the question again or let me know I missed your question. All right, Rico says, how do you get into this? All right. Well, you know now that question's been answered for you. Apollonia said, this is amazing. That's fire. Let me get to the questions. This is so amazing. I'm happy y'all as hype as I am. All right. Well, first off, what book did you say, David, earlier? Someone asked, what book do you recommend?
The book is called Charting. Let me pull it up real quick. I'm waiting on somebody to return my book, actually. I could tell you. Give me a second.
In the meantime, shouts out to Murdy. She says, just waiting on my credit repair so I can get funding to get the hedge fund. Can't wait. All right.
It's called Charting and Technical Analysis by Fred McCallum.
It's a really Charting and Technical Analysis
by Fred McCallum. You can get off Amazon, you know, a couple dollars, I think 15 bucks paperback. It's got great illustrations, teaches you what accumulation phases are and declinations, ultimately when the institutionals come in and buy and when they sell off for the retail. And then it also tells you about the candlesticks, but you just need to be able to understand, although it's talking more day, you need to correlate that to more longer term over weeks and months, as it doesn't really change. You're just buying the time. I did see someone there with a question about taxes, I think you mentioned. I'll tell y'all some free game. I don't think it'll work for you on this because there is an invoice to you all, and I'm not a tax advisor. Let me make that clear. But a trick that I do with my options, and I do it even with my software bots, I do most of my options when I'm accumulating my money in my retirement account in my IRA, because funny enough, I don't know if you know this, you don't pay capital gains on growing an IRA unless you pull money out. And because options are typically much shorter than a year term hold, you can actually avoid taxes as long as you don't pull the money out that way. So just a quick, you know, little food for thought. If you ever want to think about doing something like that, you can. But it might not work in this year because you do have an invoice for those. You do sign up based on the profit that I was talking about.
And we do have a tax advisor and accountant that we recommend people to. So, of course, if you have your own, y'all definitely can rock with whoever you know. That being said, for anyone who doesn't have an accountant or you don't have an accountant where you feel confident enough, you know, once you're having, you know, more money coming in, especially we talk about like capital gains tax, then of course we have an accountant that we recommend to everybody. So Murdy says that just waiting on my credit repair so I can get funding and get the hedge fund. See, also this is an example of the elite member where while she's of course having an opportunity to be able to make money every single day on the day trading side, because we have that side as well that's happening usually Monday through Friday, but some days there might be a day where there's not trading that's happening. This again is more of the manual piece where you still get, you know, alerts. If you are a busy person, you still get the alerts. But this is an example of someone where she's literally going through the AI credit repair right now, so that way she can get the funding. And so that way, of course, being able to leverage that funding to be able to join as a hedge fund member. And so, all right, let's continue on to the questions. All right, we got a question in here. Let me remove this off of here. All right, we got a question in here from, I saw it was a question from Daisha. I don't know, I'm assuming it's Daisha. How much help will we have when it comes to taking out a loan for funding and making the right choices when it comes to personal or business funding and taxes and paying the... Okay, cool. All right, so we kind of sort of just answered that question for the most part. So when it comes to... So yeah, one, there's an accountant that we'll recommend you to. So of course, you'll receive professional assistance when it comes to that. When you talk about paying the funding back, the funding is through Ty's business. So y'all, Ty's been doing funding for a little over 10 years now. And so the funding is through his business, through his service. So all of the resources are there when it comes to like, you know, some ideals of what it looks like when it comes to paying that funding back. Let me see anything else in here. How much help do we have when it comes to taking out loan for funding and making the right choices when it comes to personal or business funding and taxes and paying the loan off? Will it only be modules? So no, it's a combination. So not only are there modules, there is a community success team. Currently right now, it's a makeup of three different members. They're full time. They're working full time as a community success team members. And of course, we are hiring more people. So don't nobody slide in my DMs asking for a job. You know, no disrespect to nobody, but we already have a list of people on the backlog, and specifically people that are actually in boot camps that we know of these people. So we do have a backlog of people that we are hiring on and bringing on to be able to assist when it comes to being able to support with this stuff. Is it a way that those who are interested can learn how to start? Okay, this question came in about 11 minutes ago. So Rico says, I have 15K. Should I wait until the 20K then? I would want to say yes. If you don't have the 20K, of course, there's options for you when it comes to some level of support, but it won't be the complete done for you, AI trading. What would you say to that, David?
So he's saying he has the 15 for the software, but doesn't have the capital to fund the account.
Yeah, he says specifically the 20K. Yeah.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I guess two things, right? I mean, I don't know. I think you said the 15 is, I don't know if you pulled it up, but the 15, is that on promotional? I mean, if anything, maybe lock it in. I don't know. I guess it really just depends. You're definitely going to need the capital to fund the account because it's still a drawdown there that we need to pull some from to actually make you some money. Is he getting funding right now? That's not my lane, Sal. I don't know.
I don't think Rico is getting funding. I don't think at least he's getting it through Ty. So I'm not really sure on that. But yeah, so I mean, it's really kind of one of those things. Like, yep, it's if you're like, yo, I'm gonna have the 20K in a couple of weeks, then it's like, yeah, go ahead and lock it in. But if it's more so like you're not gonna have the 20K for 2 or 3 months, then yeah, you probably just want to go ahead and wait at that point. So you got to kind of play it yourself. So if you're gonna have the 20K and within the next month, you know, then yeah, it would make sense. But if you're not gonna have the 20K until like a few months down the line, if you're like, yo, I gotta save that up for some months, then yeah, just hold off until you have it.
Yeah.
All right, stuff. All right, Murdy says, if we're waiting for funding, will the hedge fund price still be the same or will it change? Also, so I can't speak on when, because I don't have any oversight when it comes to like the, because initially, for, let me know in the chat if any of you remember, initially the hedge fund tier was initially 7K. So when I joined, like, I paid $7,500 to get access. And so initially it was between 7K and 7,500. And then it increased to 10K, then it increased to 15K, then it increased to 25K. For anybody that doesn't understand anything about hedge funds, the normal amount for a hedge fund is roughly about $1 million. So this is a game that the wealthy are already playing this game, but they're already wealthy and rich. And so anyway, that being said, so I don't know how long it's going to be 15K. It literally could change because when it was 10K, I didn't know it was turning into 15K until literally the next day. So I'm a person where I don't ever try to tell people like, yo, like, you better sign up right now. It's like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to tell you, hey, if you're ready, go ahead and get started. If you ain't ready, then come whenever you're ready. But that being said, since you are a member, I'm going to see if there's something that we can do for current members. I'm going to root on your behalf for us to be able to still keep the 15K for current members. So I'm going to do that at least on my part to be able to see if we can do that. Again, I can't make any promises, but I'll at least argue on your behalf, on the behalf of other members. The personal business funding, does this have to be paid back? Yeah, it's funding. So the way the funding works, it goes direct to your bank account. So again, it's complete done for you. Like if you don't qualify for the funding, then you'll jump into the AI credit repair piece to where it'll get you qualified for the funding anywhere as fast as within 7 days or as long as about 3 or 4 months. It depends on your profile and stuff. Again, that's not my lane. That's not David's lane. That's literally with Wealth Builders. That's included in the program, but that's specifically with Ty's service that he's included in. So that being said, yes, the funding you pay back, it goes directly to your bank account. So it's not a card. It's literally the funding goes into your account. So whether it's as low as $50,000 or it's as high as $250,000, that goes into your, directly into your account. And yes, you do have to pay it back, depending on how it's set up. And again, you agree to it. So it's nothing that happens and then you're just like, you just stuck. So if it's $150,000 and you're given 6 years to pay that back or 5 years to pay that back, then that's what that is. But of course, the way that this is set up, again, we can't make guarantees. And if I make a guarantee, YouTube would take this video down. But the way that it's set up is that you would make significantly more than what you're paying monthly, you know, on the fund, like significantly more is the way that it's set up and the way that the goal is. It's where y'all got to use certain language because I ain't trying to have my YouTube taken down. Anyway, yes, it does have to be paid back though. All right, Rico. Oh, great question. Rico asks, how does it work with losses? If there's a loss, if you didn't make money, then there's no rev share at all. So again, it's only a rev share, or you're only invoiced like if there's a profit. So
if you're losing, that means I'm losing because I'm the one doing the trade.
Literally.
So I don't want to be losing, Rico.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about this, y'all, is that this isn't something happening outside of like just what Dave is doing. He's like, yo, I'm over here making this money, but for y'all, you know, it's like, no, literally just like he said, I'm happy he said that. Like, if you're not making money, he's not making money. And that's literally because it's literally going off of the things he's doing. So I love that you said that, David. All right, so this is a pretty broad question. But I'll still ask it. And David, if you need to answer this another way, I know sometimes the focus is more on percentages, but still a good question, though. Christopher asks, what are the average returns a month?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not going to say anything definitive, but typically for me, conservative wise, it's anywhere between 30 to 50K a month, right? Of course, I have those months where they are really hyperscaled. But on average, I'm trying to generate somewhere between, if we're breaking it down, between $2,000 to $5,000 a day. And when you break down the numbers of investors, but you know, that's really just depending on kind of like what you guys can handle in regards to the drawdown, right? Because how I draw down my account will be a different scenario than this case, right? Because it's less money in your account. Now we get to the point to where a drawdown is maybe, you know, 5 or 10%, but you got 100,000. Okay, then now these plays look like $5,000 or $10,000 rather than 10% on $20,000 is only $2,000 a drawdown. So it's gonna take some time to get there. I will say that, but the goal is to be profitable. The goal is to say, you know what, we're growing it. We're gonna get there, and then you get to a point to where like this is passive income, and then now your passive income might be your main income, however you want to do it. But the goal is to be profitable every month, and I'm not talking small pop. We want to be, you know, we want to be doubling our money monthly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I could reiterate this point. So literally it's been like the platform has been making money like that. That example that I showed before, I could probably bring that back on stage, but it's been making money before. The reason for having someone like David here is because it is limited to one, how smart the AI is, or basically how good it performs. And two, it's limited by the actual, it's limited literally by the manager, the person who's overseeing it. Just to be frank, David, he's more successful. He makes a lot more money doing this for himself. So within that, again, the goal is for there to be higher margins. So personally, like a win is a win. Let me say that first and foremost, a win is a win. You know, whether it's we talking a $50 win, whether we talking a $500 win, but in my personal opinion, for me, I'm not in this to make that kind of money, and I'm not in this to see people making that kind of money. Just to be straight up, like, I'm not in this for that. I'm in this to see people having like really huge wins. You know, what I consider is, and again, $200-$300 a day, that's good, that's fine. Not gonna knock that, but that's not what I'm here for, and that's not the goal. That's not the goal. Like, straight up,
I wouldn't be in it. I wouldn't be here if that was the goal. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to make it worth our time.
Yeah. And also, again, it's a 20K minimum in your account. But that again, that's a minimum. So going back to what he said, like, let's say the trades are happening off of 10% of the account, just, you know, hypothetically speaking, if it's happening off of 10%, that's in relation to how much is in your account. And so within that is a correlation of what the ROI looks like for you. So that's why I was saying earlier, again, it's a good question, Chris, but that's why I was saying that question's somewhat hard to answer exactly when you say, what are the average returns? Because it also is like, okay, what is in your account? And, you know, like when it comes to that. All right, cool, cool. Good questions, good questions. All right. Shouts out to everybody that's joining. Again, we got a couple people confused as to where to join at. So again, y'all, just go to the link in the description down below, and you could choose which tier, which option you're able to join at. Or if you need to use the QR code, you could use the QR code that's over here next to my head. All right. Gabriel says, as someone who recently joined the community, what would you recommend we focus on? Paper trading, I feel a bit overwhelmed. So Gabriel is someone who he didn't join as a hedge fund member. Gabriel joined as he joined in one of the other tiers. And my bad, Gabriel, I forget which tier. You don't have to share this if you don't want to. I forget which tier you actually joined at, but I know he didn't join as a hedge fund member. So I'll touch on this a little bit. If there's anything you know that you want to add, because again, y'all, David is strictly focused on the hedge fund members. I want to be clear about that. So for other members, y'all aren't going to be interacting with David much, if even at all, until you become a hedge fund member. So I would say, and again, I would say focus on the paper trading. I would say focus on, if you're able to tune in to the live trading that happens with the day trading manager, Travion. For anybody that doesn't know Travion, I did an interview with him a little over a month ago. His actual trading curriculums are in schools right now, like actual like middle schools where they have middle schoolers learning his trading curriculums and stuff. But he focuses a lot more just on the day trading side of things. He goes live usually Monday through Friday, but some days there will be a day where he's not doing live trading. So I would say focus on the paper trading, focus on the live trading, attending the live trading sessions, and also focus on the modules so you can be learning. So again, all of those are resources. I'm gonna keep it a stack with y'all. We had to pay a bunch of money for Travion to add those modules, to be able to add those modules. So y'all, please go through those modules, because I had to pull money out of my pocket. Ty had to pull money out of his pocket, you know, because we were like, yo, this is valuable information. So listen, unless you're a hedge fund member, hedge fund members, y'all ain't really got to pay attention to nothing. You know, but unless if you are an elite member, or if you are in the beginning stages, if you're in the beginning stages as an investor member, definitely make sure, let me actually pull them up, make sure that you are going through the modules, that you're doing paper trading, and that you are attending as many of the live trading sessions as you can. Let me remove this off the screen. Mark says, I have a Thinkorswim. Yeah, Thinkorswim account. I see the trading is on Webull. Would you advise to switch to Webull? What are your thoughts on that, David?
From my understanding, they have to use Webull because the software is compatible with Webull. Even I had to go and open up a Webull account just to be able to utilize the software that way I can, you know, make the trades and it then correlates to you all.
Yes. What if you're already working on your credit? So if you're already working on your credit, I would say this. If you just started working on your credit, I would recommend doing the done for you AI credit repair. Because based on what I've seen, it operates faster and it's completely done for you passively. And it's set up. It's literally hand in hand because both are a part of Ty service. So if you want to have it set up the best, for you to get the best funding, and if you just started doing it, I would say just do it, literally do it as an elite member instead. But if you're already deep in the process and it's going well, then yeah, continue doing it. And once you're at a place to where it does have you checking off all of those boxes, then yeah, go ahead and apply for the funding and go that route. All right. Shouts out to Carlita. Carlita says, David is knowledgeable and experienced, and I'm a little overwhelmed with the information that he provided. I'll be brand new to trading. I'm just a little hesitant about investing and potentially messing up, so to speak. Is the program provided in the lower tiers enough for the complete newbie? So I will say this, Carlita, I'll say this, and David, I want to pass it over to you, allow you to speak to it as well. In terms of the aspect of you being nervous, For hedge fund members, there is, I'm not gonna say there's nothing you have to be nervous about. That could be a little facetious or a little condescending. It could sound condescending, but I will tell you that it's literally for people who obviously have like more capital, so they don't have the time. You know, usually when you have a certain level of money, your time is more valuable than your money, and so you're not gonna be spending 3-4 days a week, 5 days a week, tuning into the live trading sessions, going through the modules, learning all of it. But if you are a person where, you know, you do have a lot of free time and you do want to learn a lot of how to do a large part of it yourself, you can go ahead and do that. But really, when it comes to the trading that's happening, it's just like what David said earlier. If you're not making money, he's not making money. You literally have to have zero knowledge when it comes to it. I posted earlier this year, a few months ago, when I had first joined, and I was posting like some of my different winning days, and I posted, there was a day where I had a profit of a little over $1,000. And I did a side-by-side screenshot of when I used to Lyft drive. Anybody knows my story? I used to be a Lyft driver before I got in the tech industry. And it took me an entire week of Lyft driving to make what the AI made me passively in one day without me doing anything. It just made me that money. And so I posted several different screenshots, all of those things. Understand, when I first started posting all of that stuff, that was when I knew nothing. Like, and when I say nothing, I mean, I didn't know what candlesticks were, which is like one of the most basic things to learn. I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know what options trading was. I'm gonna be real with y'all. The reason why I signed up was two reasons. One, because Ty told me to, and I trust Ty. And the second reason is because Ty was in Medellin. Like he was hanging out with me in Medellin, Colombia. And I was seeing the money that the AI was making him every single day. And I said, hold up now. I'm gonna go ahead and jump in on this. So I joined not knowing anything about it at all, just obviously trusting Ty and then seeing the wins that he was making. And I honestly didn't start learning anything until about 6 weeks ago is when I finally started learning some stuff. I only started learning because I realized, because I didn't know a lot, I wasn't doing a good job of communicating. And I'm sure y'all could tell here, like, I'm not as good at communicating this as I'm good at communicating getting a tech career or interview stuff. So y'all see raw and real. I'm learning as I'm going. That being said, you don't have to know anything if you are a hedge fund member. But if you're going to be an investor member or elite member or somewhere around there, then yeah, you're definitely gonna need to learn if you want to be making money. But for hedge fund members, you don't have to know anything. It's completely set up. That's why it's done for you, AI investing. So if you got a lot of time and not that much capital, then yeah, go ahead, start off as an elite member, investor member. But if it's the reverse, if you have the capital and you're like, yo, I really don't care to learn all of it, or I'm fine making money while I'm learning, which is basically what I'm doing, then you can go that route. That's the beauty of options. But David, again, I did a long rant on that. To her question, let me pin it real quick so you can see it. So she mentioned, you know, she's a little overwhelmed with the information. She'll be brand new to it. Basically wanting to know, she doesn't want to mess up. So she doesn't want anything messed up. And also she says wanting to know if the course provided for lower tier is enough for a complete newbie. So yeah, it's enough for a newbie. But David, I would love for you to speak about the messing up part, or her fearing that she'll mess up.
Yeah, I mean, fear of loss is real, right? I mean, I think when I bought my first property years ago, I was scared, right, to buy a property and to make an investment. Even when it comes to trading, I mean, that's just a part of the game. I mean, at the end of the day, it is emotional, right? Money is tied to you. And, you know, depending on where you're at in life, it hits differently for different folks, right? You know, a 50 or, you know, $1,000 loss to some people could be a big deal. But I've had days where I've seen my account go down 30, 40K. And I'm just like, all right, we'll get it back. You know, you just kind of, you get that skin starts to toughen over time. But I think, you know, to really hit on what Sai said, it really comes down to your time, right? If you're, you know, kind of like me too, even when I think about like software bots I get, I don't want to do much hands-on. I really want to put money in there and see compound interest come back. And that's like with people, like, hey, here's an access. You can leverage my information that I've had from years and experience, and I'm able to make you profitable, and you know, you're able to do what you need to do. that's going to be more so for the hedge fund person, for someone who really wants to grow and learn and maybe scale their money up some more until they can get to that point. And who knows, maybe they get, they don't never need me at that point because they could do it their own way, or they might find a different strategy. I would say the investor member or the elite member would probably be something that makes more sense while you're still going through that learning curve and figuring out how you can improve your technique as well.
All right, I love all the questions in here, y'all. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna skip a couple questions real quick, then I'm gonna come back to some of these other questions. This is good for David. So we got a dope question from I believe it's Daisha. Hopefully I'm not pronouncing it wrong. She says, sorry if you already answered this, but for the hedge fund tier, do you tell us how much to put in for each play, or is that something we just use our best judgment on?
From my understanding, based on what your account has in there and how I run it, it should run the exact same trade I'm doing, correct, Si? So yeah, exactly. If I go into a position for, 2K, 5K, whatever, it's going to do the exact same thing for your account, as it's literally copying my exact trade. So that's why I said if I'm taking a loss, I'm literally losing my money too.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. So literally it's complete done for you. So literally the AI is copying everything he's doing. To double down and make sure everything is happening properly, there's a dedicated customer success member who's literally dedicated to you, where they will watch, make sure that the AI is copying the exact trades that Dave is doing. So again, it's completely passive. The AI is doing it, but there is an actual dedicated member there to kind of double check, cross check everything, but it's complete done for you. So when it comes to the percentage, when it comes to the amount, not the amount, but more so the percentage, literally is copying everything that David is doing. So you don't have to, if you want to engage, you have the freedom, you have the luxury that if you want to tune in, if you want to engage, if you want to learn more, totally fine. But if you are on vacation or you working or you live in life, whatever, it's all going to happen without any engagement from you day after day, week after week. So again, like, we'll invite you to tune into certain things, but just to be frank, the way this is set up is just like a hedge fund, where hedge fund members are not, they're not people who they're trying to take time out of their life to tune in and figure out and they want to be guided on XYZ. It's literally, they're like, yo, here's my money. Make my money, become more money. Make my money, make more monies, and more monies, make more monies. And that's the exact same way that it's set up. So again, you're welcome to be involved, engaged as much as you want. You have access to all the modules, all the education. So if you want to grow and become an expert, which is something that John did. I interviewed John two weeks ago. Y'all, John is a guy who made $31,000 his first month. It's the same thing that Lee did, where Lee is making six figures, able to maintain her tech, what she was making when she used to work in tech before she got laid off. And so she's able to focus on her publicist business that she's been building out. So if you want to learn like they did, you could do that. Or if you want to be like other members, where instead you're like, yo, I just want the money. That's all I want. Then obviously you can go that route as well. So it's complete options are open and available to you. Skip B says, all right, so if we buy Elite first and upgrade to hedge fund, does the $19.99 credit towards the $50,000? No, it's entirely different service. So the $19.99 has nothing to do when it comes to the hedge fund. Remember, the $19.99 is discounted from, like, you see the $4,000 of what it costs for the done for you AI credit repair that sets you up for the funding. So that's what that is for. That has nothing to, now it sets you up to get the funding, to get the, up to $100,000 to $300,000, whether we're talking personal or business funding. My recommendation is to do the business funding. By the way, part of the service also sets up your business credit, and it's across all credit bureaus. So it sets up your, not just your personal credit, but also your business credit. Also, if you don't have a business or LLC when you get started, part of the service also helps you set that up as well. The purpose for that is so you get more funding, because you get more funding when it's business funding versus personal. But again, that's completely optional if that's something you want or not. That being said, no, that's a completely different service with a completely different team. It's a part of, it's under the umbrella of what it is that we're doing. But again, this is Ty's central business that he has brought in to be able to serve members, to be able to get more money so they can upgrade to being a hedge fund member. Because I'm going to be real, y'all. We got investor members. Like, we got investor members that are making money and they're enjoying it and they're loving it. We have other investor members that after 2 or 3 weeks, they like, look, man, this is cool and all, but I want this to be passive for me. So they're trying to figure out like either like how to just go ahead and become a hedge fund member, or they're like, yo, let me go ahead and just have this AI build out my credit for me, my credit profile, so that would clean up my credit, add trade lines, all that cool stuff. So that way they can be put in position for that big funding so they can become a hedge fund member. So we got people all across the board, depending on where they're at. But no, the $19.99 does not apply to the hedge fund. But I'll be real. I don't want this to sound crazy. You get $150,000 in funding, you're not really thinking about the $19.99. Like, you're not thinking about that. And so, but again, you know, those are my thoughts. So that's my opinion. Maybe you still will care about that, but all right.
I think the reason why it's not applicable, I think what y'all told me, is because it's a different software.
Yeah, correct? Completely different software. Yeah. Yeah. So the AI credit repair, even though both have IBC or AI, we were talking AI hedge fund or AI credit repair, the AI credit repair, that's software that's under a completely different business. That's with Wealth Builders. So that's why. So it's a whole different team. Y'all got to think it's a team. It's other people that are doing it. They don't have anything to do with this actual service. I was actually very surprised when Ty included this, and then also definitely surprised when he discounted. And y'all know, anybody know me, y'all know I'm really raw and I keep stuff straight up. I was surprised when he lowered it from $39.99 to $19.99 because I know his margins. I was like, how in the world are you even going to make money off of that? And the straight up way he told me, he said, well, I'm cool with losing money. He says, because at the end of the day, if somebody who does that, they get set up for the funding and then they become a hedge fund member. And so it becomes a win either way. So again, so it's a complete separate service. He's discounted it to where he's technically, basically he's not making money. I ain't gonna say he's losing money, but he's not making any money from it. But it's to put y'all in position so that way, one, you can get the funding, and two, you can of course become a hedge fund member. All right, should I set a daily or weekly goal on how much you want to make in the market? Is that discipline? That's an interesting question. I'm not even really sure if this could be something that could be answered, but I'll put it up here anyway. David, and also we're going to wrap up at 9:30. So David, I ain't going to hold you all night. We're going to wrap up y'all in about 7 minutes. Okay, go ahead. I ain't know how to answer, but y'all, David, the expert here, go ahead.
No, I think like anything, you should definitely set a goal, right? I mean, I have my goals for the year, but daily goals are really important because they allow you to keep track on how you're performing weekly, especially if you're more of a day trader. I have a really good friend of mine. He was kind of like more so of a mentor to me at the time, but his goal was really 5% a day. And let me break it down. 5% a day on $100,000 that he was putting out there a day. And he was only looking for an option to move 5%, whether he was doing Russell 2000 or he was doing SPX or S&P, he'd see a 5% move, he'd make $5,000. Well, in making $5,000 on 5 days a week, his goal for the year now is 1.3. This guy is a director of finance for a major corporation as far as in the auto realm, and he's been doing it 25 years, but he still trades on the side. He honestly wishes he'd do more trading, you know, full time, which is what he wanted to do, but he said his money, he makes some easy money doing what he does now. He's like, he can play what he wants to do. So I think, yeah, setting a goal is important. It keeps you disciplined. That way you can monitor when you're doing losses, and you can monitor as well when you're making your gains. And then now you know, in essence, what your monthly goal looks like and kind of what you can expect going into the next year to be even more successful. So I like that. Definitely helps with discipline. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Got a good question here. Yes. So the answer is yes. So, all right. So Shirley asked, I really hope I ain't butchering y'all's names here. So Shirley asked, can I start with the 8K today? Because again, y'all, so it's 15K. But of course, today there's an option to do a split of literally 8K and then a month later, 8K. And then after that, it's the rev share. So she asked, can I start today with the 8K, with the split play, if I have the 20K to invest into my Webull account? Yes, yeah, you can. So you could do that. So this is a good option for someone where, let's say you want to start, but you're like, okay, 15K and then also separately 20K to put in my Webull account. So you're talking about a capital, you know, a fluid capital of at least 35K. If you're someone where that's like a bit much, then yeah, start with the split pay, the 8K. And so that way, of course, you could be making money. And then when the next month is 8K again, you know, you can go ahead and do that. So if that's you, you have that option. Literally the link's down in the description below. Yeah, good question. I should have mentioned that earlier. All right. Any region restrictions on this? I'm based in Toronto, but in the States, Europe, I do a lot of work specifically asking about the hedge fund membership. So based on what I know, David, if there's anything you want to add to this, feel free to. So based on what I know, when it comes to the trading, you do need to at least be like at least United States. So yeah, if you're, there's other regions that you can do it in. I don't know those regions off the top of my head. So I would just say you need to be a United States citizen. Completely my fault, y'all. I should have the other regions in place, but I know certain regions you can't do it in. For example, like you, if you're in Pakistan, you can't do it. Only reason I know that is because some of my team members are in Pakistan, and I've been trying to figure out how to basically get my team members. I'm gonna keep it a stack with y'all. I spoke to my team, and I was like, yo, I want to, on their behalf, invest for them to do this so that way they can make money off this too. But my team members, that's specifically the ones that live in Pakistan and that live in the Philippines, they currently can't do this. There is a workaround. I'm not going to say it publicly because I ain't going to try to get in trouble. There are workarounds. That being said, for now, I will say no until we have those workarounds in place and until we've seen the success of it, because we're only going to promote or offer what we know and what we've seen is possible to do. So for now, I would say you do have to be, you know, either in the United States or a United States citizen. Oh, no, you have to be in the United States in order to access the Webull account, because it doesn't work in certain regions, basically. But again, there are workarounds. David, I know that you've mainly used other platforms aside from Webull, and of course they all do the same thing for the most part, more or less. But what is your knowledge on being able to do this for someone who's based in Toronto?
I don't know how Canadian laws work. I mean, as far as I don't know if Webull goes. I would assume they would, right? But I'm not sure. So I don't want to answer on that, to be honest with you.
So Rico, these are my thoughts. And so hit me up later. You can hit me up tonight. You can hit me up tomorrow just for me to see the message and I'll follow up. I'm pretty confident you actually would be able to do it. Because again, if you're talking as a hedge fund member, you're not the one that's doing the trading. So literally, it technically would be based here in the U.S. And so, but again, I'm not saying yes right now. I'm just saying these are my thoughts. So don't jump off the porch and do anything. Hit me up. I'm going to follow up on this because I'm pretty sure since all of the trading is technically happening in the U.S., even if you're, because I mean, it's completely passive. So whether you're in Timbuktu, you're in Bali, you're in Dubai, you know, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter. But again, I do want to cross check to make sure that there's no limitations in terms of your bank account. Because again, the way that it's set up is that the profits, you know, you would be able to deposit the profits. The way that I do it, I literally deposit the profits into my bank account, or I deposit a part of the profits if I want to leave more in my account. And so I'm just going to double check to see if you have to have a bank that's a U.S. bank. That might be a limitation, that you might have to have a U.S. bank at least. But I'll double check. If you can please remind me, because that's a good question, not just for you, but honestly for a lot of people. A lot of people have been trying to join that we've been denying. But honestly, with this piece, we're like, yo, that actually might be the perfect, I'm not even going to say workaround, just what it is. But I'll double check just to verify. So don't jump off the porch and do anything yet. Just double check with me a little bit later. All right, y'all, we about to get ready to wrap up. Probably going to do one or two more questions, and then we are going to wrap up, y'all. Y'all got some fire questions. Rosic, can you do me a favor? If you could take down some of these questions towards the end. So if we don't get to them, we could probably do something later, maybe make a video or something like that. So, all right, who am I? Said, I'm going to use 1,000 to make 10,000. I'll be very diligent about my investment, low risk. Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot to that. The 1,000 to make 10,000. Let's see. I'm trying to find one or two good questions for David.
Rico says he does have a U.S. bank, so he should be good.
And Webull does have access in Canada. My bad. I actually knew that. I just forgot that for a second. Yeah, so there is Webull access if you are Canadian, if you're in Toronto, if you're in Canada. So one, you can have your Webull account set up even if you're Canadian. So that will work for you. So look at that. We got the answer before I even thought we were going to get the answer. All right. Yeah, and you have a U.S. bank account too. So yeah, all boxes are checked for you. Good stuff, Rico. Hey, again, y'all, I'm really big on cross-checking, double-checking, triple-checking on everything. All right, so question from Murdy says, David, question, do you have a very strict risk management to go from 25 to basically from 2,500 to turn to 40K?
My risk management tolerance is different than most. It was more stricter when I was kind of growing my account, but now I have a little bit more tolerance. That's kind of what I was speaking to earlier, right? For instance, I'm definitely probably going to be a lot more strict with you all rather than me, considering that your payouts are a little bit faster, even though the swing on the options might be still 2 or 3 months out. I'm sure you guys want your gains a lot faster. But for my risk tolerance, I can see my account down 30-40%, right? And still know that, okay, this is just where we're at and still hit my goals. But that's just my risk tolerance and a hole in my account, right? And because I'm confident in what I'm doing. But when it comes to others, everyone has a different risk tolerance. So for you all, I'll probably be a lot more stricter on how we go about certain things and looking to really just kind of grow you all faster. That way, when we do see opportunities, it doesn't look as much risk because now your account has a lot more money in it.
That's fire. No, she doubled down asking, I guess, if you have a specific risk to reward goal.
It just depends on the play. I'm gonna be honest with you. Not every play for me is going to be 200-300% of the time, 600%. It's not going to always be like, sometimes I might say, all right, I'm up 40%, I'm up 30%. But depending on how much capital I have in that play, that 30-40% might be a lot more than a 200% play. And I could take that because if I'm 20,000 in and I get 30%, I made that 30%. Let's say I made it within the first 3 days. I might go ahead and take that and just find another entry. That's $6,000 made for the day. And now I can take that and go put that in something else and do it again and rest and repeat. So it's not always going to be 100% to it. I might get to 100-200% over a month. It's what I want you guys to think about it. But some days I might say, hey, you know what? The VIX is kind of moving. It looks a little volatile. Let me go ahead and get out of it. Like I was in AMAT the other day and I sold it on the contracts, but I sold it when I was almost 300% up. Good thing I sold it, even though the contract didn't expire to December, because the next day it dropped $6. So I would have lost a lot of those profits. So it was just me looking at things and knowing like, hey, you could take money off the table when it's good too, and always find another time to get back in it.
That's fire. Fire. All right, y'all, one last question. All right, so from Jerry, he says, do I need 20K in my account for the options day trading? No, you don't. If you're joining for everybody who's joining as an investor member to Elite member, it's whatever it is you want to have in your account. But of course, your wins are going to be a reflection. Your ROI is going to be a reflection of what it is you have in that account. So for example, one member, somebody who had joined a couple weeks ago, they didn't pay attention to the modules or whatever. Either way, they had a day where they won. It was their second day, I think. It was their second day, but it was their first day kind of like, you know, playing around with some things. And I think they made, it was something like it was something like $70, where obviously that's not a lot of money. It's good, but it's $70. And, you know, and again, $3.99 a month, if you make $70 twice a week, you know, you made a profit even more than what the membership costs. But again, that's not the kind of wins we want. We want bigger wins. That being said, the person was like, yo, I thought I was going to be making more money. It was roughly like a 20-25% profit. And it's like, yeah, like you can't expect to make $1,000 and you only got like a couple hundred bucks in your account. Like, it don't work like that. You know, I mean, it could work like that, but again, that's got to be an outrageous win. And so, yeah, but when it comes to the other tiers, no, there's no minimum. What's recommended by Travion is having a minimum of 500 to 2,000 within that account. Excuse me, 500 to 3,000 in that account, but it's not necessary. So if you need to start at 100, you know, for those of y'all that are getting started, again, for the people that are doing, you know, investor members, elite members, you know, if you're just getting started and you're like, okay, you know, you want to kind of fill it out a little bit. Again, there's paper trading. So you can do paper trading. So that way you're not risking any of your money at all. But eventually you got to graduate from paper trading and actually start, you know, getting some real skin in the game. So you could start off with a few hundred dollars, or you could start off, you know, you could start off with a little bit more. And so I recently started with learning this, because again, I'm on the AI side, but I also am like, yo, I want to kind of learn this myself. So I'm doing it. I started off with $1,000, which ain't a lot of money, or it is a lot of money, depending on who you are. And so yeah, it's completely up to you. So, you know, you don't need to do 20K for that side of it. All right, good stuff. All right, y'all, look, we about to wrap up. Before we do, David, you know, for those that missed it, for those that tuned in late, David gave a lot of insight. I'm going to allow him to leave some final words for everybody, some final gems and nuggets. So make sure y'all stick around for those last nuggets he's going to give y'all. But just a quick recap for those that missed it, had an amazing conversation with David talking about how he was able to turn $2,500 into $40,000, and actually a little bit further out, it turned into closer to about $60,000. He was able to do that 40K in about a month. It turned into 60K in roughly about 2 months, give or take. He was able to talk about some of the biggest wins he's had, wins where he's made a profit of $150,000, made some huge profits off of just $6,000. He's talked about his, like, how he's worked in the tech industry, worked at Microsoft, worked with some of the biggest companies, literally the biggest tech company in the world, the biggest company in the world, Microsoft. But now he's making significantly more money doing this than even what he was doing at Microsoft. He gave a lot of insights, a lot of knowledge as to how he's been able to learn to do what he's been capable of. And of course, he's broken down on a high level overview how when he makes money, you'll be making money. And that's the entire way that the process works. That being said, for everybody who's ready to get started as Hedge members, for everybody else who's ready to join, got a few different people that have joined so far. For others that are looking to tap in as well, click the link down below to become a Hedge Fund member. For everyone else, you have the other options that are there and available for you as well. That being said, David, can you leave us with like one last piece of advice, or just something you want to encourage the people with or leave them with?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for having me up here today, too. So it was a pleasure to have the questions. But like anything, you know, this is an investment, right? And you got to ask yourself, how serious are you about investing change in your life? And with that, you know, everything does have a risk. But if you're truly serious about hitting your goals and you're truly serious about investing, you know, like anything, there's always some bits of butterflies for the unknown. But like anything, if you want to get ahead, you have to find ways to invest and do something differently than what you're doing, especially in today's market and climate. That's really all I'm going to say. That's kind of what led me to move into this world that I do now, especially being I was making really, really good money at Microsoft. You know, when you think about their overall package and take home, especially on the sales side, which is what I was doing. But, you know, now I look at it, God just moves different doors, and it's been a blessing to be here.
Good stuff. Love it so much. And my bad, y'all. I made y'all a promise that I was going to share the bonus at the end. I literally almost forgot. So let me go ahead and share this with y'all really quickly, so that way y'all have this insight. So for all members also get access to Layoff Proof AI. So this is for all of you who are still working a job, which I'm sure is most people here. So Layoff Proof AI is our own proprietary technology that we've built out. where literally it's an AI that on one side, it does some pretty cool things. It has a full resume builder that's industry standard when it comes to resume. We've had multiple tech recruiters that y'all have seen on the podcast verify the resumes, cover letter generator, interview preparation. The interview prep is honestly my favorite tool from it. The interview prep, whatever company you're applying to or whatever company you're going to interview with, all you have to do is drop the link from the job posting on LinkedIn, and it will analyze based on who you're about to interview. It'll give you a list of 10 questions you can expect to be asked in that interview based off of reports from Glassdoor, based on the market, based on the company, and other factors as well. But it also has a reverse option where it gives you 5 to 10 questions to ask the interviewer. And these are not generic questions. These are questions that are specific to the company. These are questions that make you stand out from other candidates in the market. And it also, Layoff-Proof AI has a bunch of other features as well. But arguably the most important feature goes in line with its name, Layoff-Proof AI, which is literally a feature that gives you a notice up to 60 days in advance if your company is going to be doing layoffs and the likelihood that you and your department are going to be affected. The reason why this technology is able to do this is because companies are actually legally required to give a notice to the state 60 days in advance whenever they're doing layoffs of 10 or more people. It's literally called the WARN Act, W-A-R-N. So what we've done with our technology, it does data scraping to where it scrapes across any companies that have notified that they're going to be doing layoffs. And then, of course, it'll give you an alert up to 60 days in advance that your company is going to be doing layoffs in about 60 days. And also it highlights the likelihood that you and your department are going to be impacted. The reason why we have this initially, it was just for people that are within our tech community and that are scaling in the tech industry. But we said, hey, you know what? We have a lot of members, especially members that are either investor members or elite members where you're at those tiers where it's like, yo, you're using the money from your jobs. So we want to be able to help you be able to get a notice in advance about if your employment is going to be affected any kind of way. So this is something that's included. So for all members that are here in the chat, make sure y'all tap into this. But for everybody who's joining, everybody who's been clicking a link, who's been signing up, this is something y'all have access to as well. Just wanted to give y'all a heads up about this. If you ain't a member, don't ask about it, because we only doing this for members. because we don't have time to try to make this a whole thing on the side. We're putting people onto this. So that's the heads up. Also, shouts out to, this is kind of just a little montage of some of the engagement in the community with different members kind of talking about, you know, their successes. One member being up 39%. I believe this was just last week, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, just different members, money being made, people talking about their experience, what they're enjoying when it comes to the modules, the trainings. We had one member who was up 500%, but he didn't take the trade. He didn't actually do it. And so y'all also see, you know, again, not for hedge fund members, but for other people that want to be more engaged or aren't able to be a hedge fund member yet, you'll be able to see not just people making money, you'll be seeing people that had opportunity to do something, but they didn't jump on it, which happens. You know, Dave talked about that a little bit earlier. So again, y'all just giving a little bit of insight on it. Steven said, I tried the interview prep, it's fire. Hey, look, so there's a testimonial right there. And he's talking about specifically about the Layoff-Proof AI. So he said he tried the interview prep. And I'm telling y'all, the interview prep is fire, y'all. This AI that we built out, it's no joke. No joke. It's really incredible. And so I'm going to be real, y'all. What we were going to do, we were going to just focus on this and offer this, you know, as a service. But because of this, you know, it's like, okay, it's one thing to help people be protected from layoffs, but that doesn't necessarily help people make money. So y'all know me, my platform, my heart is helping people make more money. As I'm scaling and I'm making more money, just like David talked about earlier, like we want to see people scale and win with us. Because at this point, it's cool making money, but really the thing that blesses you more than anything else is testimonials of other people saying like, yo, my life has been changed because of something you've done to be able to help me out. That's really what it becomes at the end of the day. And so, that's fire. Gabriel said, I have an interview tomorrow and I've been using it. That's so dope. Hey, Gabriel, let me know. First of all, let me know Tuesday how the interview goes. or tomorrow night. Let me know how the interview goes. But secondly, let me know how many of the questions that the AI gives you that the interviewer actually asks you, that actually comes up in the interview. I'm really curious to know that. Really curious to know that. Love that so much. All right, y'all. Look, that being said, y'all, we about to go ahead and wrap up. Again, y'all know links in the description down below for everybody who's ready to get started. Again, for those that don't, that are not able to do the 15K right now, there is a split pay option for the 8K. And 8K, I've already seen a couple of y'all taking advantage of that, jumping on that link from some of the alerts that I'm seeing that are popping up. And of course, we got other options for everybody else. That being said, y'all, many blessings. Y'all have a blessed and beautiful night. Again, thank you so much, David, bro, for coming on here, sharing those amazing gems, getting me hyped. And so that being said, everybody, y'all have a good night. Y'all be blessed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.